You know, the whole point is for all of you to become sponsors. You can write that right across your step 12 page. I will become a sponsor. That's the whole point. Now, this clip is from the movie My Name is Bill W., starring James Wood and James Garner. This is the last 6 minutes of the movie, and it's absolutely brilliant on a lot of levels because, you know, Bill had a big ego, and he goes to this meeting and watch what unfolds as he does that. And how he reframes his focus.
We've come a long way, haven't we, Lo? Whoever could have dreamed of all the things that have happened?
Well, you always wanted to be somebody. Now you are.
Careful of my humility.
Oh, what humility.
See? There is civilization in California, just 26 more miles.
Good, we'll have time to bathe and eat. Shall we get some coffee?
Yeah, we have time.
Let me introduce you to another newcomer.
This is Joe.
Howdy.
Oh, hi.
Welcome to our AA group. My name's Zach. Are you folks just visiting?
Yeah, a little vacation. Tourist, you might say. My name's Bill. Bill W. from New York. This is my wife, Lois.
Hello.
Pete, Noreen. Come here, I'd like you to meet Bill and his wife, Lois.
Bill W. from New York.
How do you do? Hello, how are you?
Hi. Ellen?
Yeah.
Bill and Lois.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hi, Lois.
Hi.
You look familiar, Bill. Have you been around these parts before?
Oh, no, they're just traveling through.
Been in the program a while, Bill?
You might say that.
How long, if I may ask?
Well, since
1935. 1935? I didn't know it went back that far.
Then you must know some of the real early members.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Yes, he did.
I did.
Back east?
In New York.
Isn't that where it all began?
Yes, well, that's where we...
No, it didn't, Pete. It was Ohio. Akron, Ohio.
Are you sure about that?
Positive.
Well, we're glad to have you and your wife visiting with us, Bill, but better get you a seat now because the meeting's going to get started. Huh?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, if everybody will take their seats now. Please take a chair, take your places. Well, before we close, if anyone has anything else they'd like to share, well, now is the time. In that case, after a moment of silence, we'll close with the Serenity Prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Keep coming back.
It works.
Nice meeting. I love the West. Little towns like this. What makes that noise, Locus?
I don't know.
Are you upset because they didn't recognize you?
No. Oh, maybe just a little bit.
I'm gonna get some coffee. Do you want some?
Oh, thanks, sweetheart.
Cicadas.
What?
Them insects. They're cicadas.
Thanks. My name's Bill.
Fred.
Is this your first time? You look like you have some doubts.
Well, I only come because the missus walked out on me and took the kids. Says she ain't coming back unless I make an effort.
You know, maybe this meeting wasn't enough for you. Could you use another one? Just you and me.
I want my kids back.
It's like any journey, Fred. It begins with the first step.
I thought you might like some anyway.
Thanks, Lo. Fred?
Yeah.
I may be a while. Is this okay?
I'll be waiting for you back at the motel.
Thanks, Lo. I'll be there.
You know, I lost part of my family once a long time ago when I was drinking. And then after I got sober, I gained so much more back. How long have you been drinking?
Since I was 17.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Did it click the first time you ever had it? First time I took a drink?
Did it click, yeah.
You know that click?
Yeah.
You know that one, that little...
Yeah, going downhill ever since that click.
Yeah.
But this is it. I mean, my boys.
How many boys you got?
I got two boys.
See what
you hold? Two boys. They're 6 and 9.
You're very lucky.
Back to you, Anthony.
Thank you, Cameron. That always touches me. That really does. The journey starts with the first step. Okay, step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to alcoholic addicts and practice these principles in all our affairs. So there is a couple of bits of scripture. Cameron pointed one out to me. It's in the book of James. Whoever helps turn a wanderer from their ways don't only help save a soul, but covers a multitude of sins. Then there's a universal one, do unto others as you'd have them do to you. And then there's one where it says, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interests of others. You know, and they used to say back in the day when they turned up to a prospect, and the prospect might say, what are you doing here? I'm here for me. You know, because in this process, you know, God's not just going to help the one, he's going to help the two people. So let's get into this. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking, using or acting out as intensive work with other alcoholic addicts. It works when all other activities fail. This is our 12th suggestion. What is the suggestion? It's a subtle command. Carry this message to other alcoholic addicts. Are you willing to do this? So when my first sponsors put the propositions to me, and at the end, he said, are you willing to make amends when the time's right? I said, yes. He said, you wouldn't freely pass on, I'm going to freely pass on to you. I said, yes. You know, because I'd cut that covenant with God in step 3, and I found out I had a new employer, and the step 3 promises told me if I kept close to him and done his work, you know, he'd stick close to me and give me what I need. And he has. So it says, you can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others fail. Remember, they're very ill. AA Big Book, page 89. There's also in the back of the appendixes, if you read, there's a couple of the Medical View, the Lasker Award, and this ain't a religious program, it's a spiritual program of action, but there's a little chapter called The Religious View. Just read them 3 little chapters and see what it says about working with others. And then it says, this seems to prove that one alcoholic addict could affect another as no non-alcoholic addict could. It's also indicated that strenuous work with one alcoholic addict was vital to permanent recovery. AA Big Book, Doctor's Opinion, to XV Double Lie. So this is where sponsorship is, you know, this the main ethos of this work was for sponsorship to get out and help others. So I soon found that when all other measures failed, work with another alcoholic addict would save the day. AA Big Book, page 15, Bill's story. The broker Bill W. and the early old timers have worked hard with many alcoholic addicts on the theory that only an alcoholic addict could help an alcoholic addict, but they had succeeded in only keeping sober and clean themselves. So Bill Wilson said, look, they're all drinking. First six prospects that he started working with, you're still sober. You're still sober, they said to him. They suddenly realised that in order to save themselves, they must carry the message to another alcoholic. So when I'm carrying this message, I'm carrying the message, I'm receiving the message, I'm helping someone, but also getting reminded of the nature of my own illness as I do this and pass it on to someone else. You know, AA Big Book XVI, fourth edition. We have recovered and have been given the power to help others. Starfish stories, some really good stories at the back of this workbook guide. You know, Cameron's implemented into it, and they're fantastic. They really are. And he says, but if you are shaky, you had better work with another alcoholic addict instead. AA Big Book, page 102. 12-step promises. Life will take on a new meaning to watch people recover and see them help others. You know, it's nice to see when people that are sponsored, they go on to work with others, and then they're helping others, and they're going to be helping others, and they're going to be helping others. You know, and it says, to watch loneliness vanish and see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. Well, my contacts is just full of people in recovery now, just full of people in recovery all around the world. And it says, this is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. AA Big Book, page 89. Thank you for letting me be a service.